Harlow, Gary Barlow. Another episode of Game Resort podcasted.
Mahalo. What does it even mean, Basil?
Got far too much echo on our voice here. We're not in a well.
Not in a wishing well.
Not in a wishing well. Your hopes inside it. Take your love and promises and make them.
Anyway, we're back.
Strong start. Oh, yeah.
Is that where? Or is that?
It's definitely Marty Pello, isn't it? Marty Pello.
Definitely Marty in there. But as you can tell, the
strong
voice,
reference. The voice. The kids will love that reference.
They will. They'll love that.
Marty Pello.
Yeah. It's either going to be a history lesson for the young ones or a bit of a trip down nostalgia lane.
It's Marty Pello.
Google him. Marty McFly. No, wrong one. Anywho, how you diddling?
I'm all right.
You good?
I'm all right, mate. I'm just...
Why are you wearing your bomber jacket?
I'm just tired. I don't know, actually. This come off because...
You look like you're about to go in a fighter jet or something.
Makes noise. The reason I'm wearing it is because it's cold outside.
Yeah. What the hell has happened to the weather?
I know.
Someone has broken it.
I know. It's bad.
Properly broken it.
And what makes it even worse is that I've been at work for the last 4 days and the weather's been all right. And then...
Stuck in an office.
Get a day off and it's like that, so...
Tumultuous was
the
word I used.
If you're quiet, you may be able to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You just hear a bird.
That sounds quite nice, lovely. Actually. Yeah. No. It's not really like that. The birds.
Bloody awful.
Given a false perspective of the situation.
Yeah. You sure there's not Tony out there doing an impression of a bird again? Sparrow.
He came and left earlier on, didn't he? Come and hung out.
Did you notice, right?
While he was sat here, we were rubbish at the song. We went through about 5 songs, couldn't decide what was going on.
About 3 hours.
Cersei left.
Nailed it.
We nailed it. Got it. Boom. You've got a song this week, so that's coming up. Spoiler and all that. How are you?
Indeed. Well, I can talk again, and I can sing.
Yeah, I can.
I can sing.
I don't know whether I'm a fan of that.
More to the point.
I don't know what's worse.
What? Not being able to?
Yeah, not being able to.
It kind of helps with having full-on conversation for the podcast, though.
Yeah,
so
it does.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably
a good week. Thing. All right.
Yeah, not bad. I'm well and truly equipped now with my hippie tees.
Great.
Cracked back onto it. The voice has recovered.
My eyes are hurting me, mate.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. All of a sudden.
Just come on.
I just want to do the podcast with my eyes closed.
You can do the podcast if you want. Put the bear blindfold.
Where's the bear blindfold? Have we got the instruments this week?
Good.
Because
we've
got them about them last week.
Would you like
my accordion, please? Yes. Let's see. No, don't you play it. Come on. Wait, say it's mine. Well, no, I'm not going to play it because you make me look bad now. Come on.
Sorry, there you go.
No, I told you I don't want it now. Just pull it.
Do you want the maracas?
No.
Triangle?
Don't want it. Yeah, I'll have triangle.
Right, I found the pen I was looking for.
I have the accordion.
You son of a mongoose.
Yay.
Oh, righty.
Right. So I think we should go from here into a good old-fashioned quiz.
Yeah.
Now, normally, I'd tell a story and then ask you to guess the quiz theme for this week.
Well, we can't change the format of the quiz. That will really throw me off.
We're not changing it. I'm just going to give you an elaborate story this week.
Oh.
All right? I just came up with a theme.
After
I saw a story. But if I tell you the story, you'll know the theme and it will stop me doing this. Could be anything, actually.
It could be anything.
Have a guess.
Is it musicians who have appeared on the cover of Time magazine?
No, it's not. What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Is it musicians who have had jobs in B&Q?
No. Do you want a clue?
I'll have a small clue.
Small clue?
Yeah.
It's about social media. the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Is it musicians who have been put into Twitter jail?
No, but you're on the right lines with Twitter. One more turn. What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Is it someone who's got into a really, really public Twitter spat? Like a row on Twitter?
No. You didn't guess the theme. Oh, no, you didn't guess the theme. I'm going to tell you the theme.
What is it then?
The theme is Twitter hacks.
Oh, close.
So you were close. I told you it was close.
This
is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. Lovely.
Oops.
Right, the theme to this week's quiz is Twitter hacks. And the reason is...
Oh, I can't remember who got hacked this week.
Have a think. Who got hacked this week on Twitter?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry got hacked this week on Twitter.
She did. And but she's bad because she's got like... properly lots of Twitter followers.
She has got a hell of a lot of Twitter followers.
50 million?
It's not bad being hacked. If I got hacked, it don't matter. I got about 50 followers and none of them's bothered.
Probably even noticed.
Yeah, I bet they've all kind of hidden me. It's like a silencer on Twitter, isn't there? Where you can like mute people that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you follow but mute. Katy Perry has got a hell of a lot of followers. It happens on the regular.
What, Katy Perry's or just the general hacking?
Generally, celebrities, pop stars getting hacked. So basically, Twitter hacks this week, pop stars or bands who have had their Twitter accounts hacked, and on these Twitter accounts, they're quite funny hacks, to be honest. Yeah. So
I remember a really good one. I couldn't remember if it was a publicity stunt. I think it was Honda, the car manufacturer. You had Skeletor.
That's right.
80s cartoon. Skeletor hacked it and just basically destroyed their Twitter account. But
okay, so are we ready? For the start of this week's quiz. Have you got the rules?
I'm assuming they're the same as last week.
They're simple. That's right. The rules to the quiz are simple. It's the first one.
Well, I never meant to brag, but I got him where I want him now. Well, it was never my intention to brag, to steal it all away from you now. But God, does it feel so good, 'cause I got him where I want him now. And if you could, then you know you would. 'Cause God, it just feels so.
Oh. Any ideas? We sound horrible today, mate.
Why?
I don't know why. It just don't sound right in my headphones.
Do you think it's just your ears, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Clean your ears, eh? Yeah. You're fine. Don't mean to brag. My God, it feels so... That is, I got a feeling it's a female solo, but I...
Ooh.
No, but I don't know.
Well, I never meant to brag, but I got him where I want him now. Well, it was never my intention to brag, to steal it all away from you now. But God, does it feel so good, 'cause I got him where I want him now. And if you could, then you know you would, 'cause God, it just feels so...
Hayley Williams, she got her Twitter account hacked, and the hacker put a picture, a booby picture, ooh, up online of her. You know, that's what happened.
That's so grown, very grown up. Beans?
Beans. Are you ready for the jelly bean? 'Cause... Bean. I don't think you're ready for this jelly bean. Right.
Blindfold?
Get the wheel out. Bear blindfold.
Bear.
Bear. Right.
All right, spin the wheel. Spin the wheel.
Remember, these have had an extra week of decomposition.
How long have they been open now? They must have been open about 6 weeks.
Is that the correct word, decomposition?
Why not? Let's go for it.
Let's have that one.
Let's go for it. By the way, it's the first time you're listening to the quiz. Essentially, I now have to eat a jelly bean of potentially disgusting flavour.
No.
With a blindfold on. Blindfold was introduced to stop this. Oh,
come on. We don't have to explain everything. Oh, bad one.
That Come is on. The reason we put a blindfold on.
If you haven't listened to this by now, if you're a first-time listener, you know, we don't have to explain
it. Disgusting. That's how you do it.
The rules are simple. Say it every week. Oh, right.
Oh, no. That's just...
Oh, you're dribbling on your white shirt. Don't dribble on the sofa, mate. I washed it last week.
I don't know how it is.
Go on. Oh.
Ah.
Good work.
Oh, that was nasty. Was that egg?
No, that was a dog food.
Dog food? That was not dog food, I'll tell you that much.
Right, this is another pop artist who have had their Twitter accounts hacked.
I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chances.
Sorry, mate.
I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem myself tonight. Because I just need one more shot, second chances. Yeah, is it too late now to say sorry? Because I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know, that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now?
As we've said before on this podcast, can always improve people with a bit of accordion.
You can indeed.
Right, are you ready for the jelly? I don't think you're ready for the jelly. For the jelly bean.
I am now.
Here we go. Oh yeah.
Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Boom.
What was that? Boom.
Boom. Do you remember when you were a little kid? You're boom.
Boom.
There you go. Right. Are you ready?
Oh, I don't think that's very good, but...
No, it's bearable.
Is that grass? Is it a grass one?
It's a grass one, yeah.
Well, that's more grassy than the last lot one, the last couple we've had.
When they were fresh, they were very earthy. Yeah. Dirty, earthy beans. Now they're more grassy, kind of, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of more like a nettle. Mm. Tastes more like a nettle.
I'm looking forward to the new flavours, discovering the new flavours soon. When they do the update.
Well, as long as it's not worse than vomit and socks.
I reckon there's going to be some bad ones. Worse than
How much
that.
Worse than vomit can
dog
you get?
Dog shit or something.
Right. Dog food wasn't nasty enough. Let's up it. Let's make it dog
let's
food.
Let's do the shit.
Let's do the dog food from the other end of the dog.
Right.
You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice. You hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground.
Oh,
come on. Don't take your headphones off. You can't hear what I'm saying.
It's the idea.
Come on.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Any ideas?
It's Swifty.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No.
You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready cause I've had enough. I see it all. I see it now.
Oh, you still sound great, mate.
I know. Yeah.
Louder than the lion. It's the person who this week's quiz is based around.
I know.
Katy Perry. Another one you got wrong, which means time for Bean.
Bean. Great for blasting through this afternoon, yeah.
I am. We
cracking
we,
on.
We are on
we
are, schedule.
Yeah, we are.
We have other people wanting to use the front ring. Here we go.
All right, number three.
How's that?
Damn it.
All right.
Yeah, hang on.
Go on, mate. How's that?
Alpha.
Alpha.
Hang on.
Oh, oh, that's just disgusting.
How do I get all the bad ones? How?
I don't know, mate. Oh, vomit. Come on. Get it in there.
This is the worst one.
Yeah.
Oof. No, sorry. It's no? just too much. It's too? Just too far.
I forfeit that one.
Yeah, I can't do that one, mate.
Rubbish. All right.
That is just so
I put
gross.
Put it on my sofa. I told you I watched
I'm
it.
Put it on the sofa, am I?
You nearly did.
I nearly did, yeah, right.
Rob is one of these people who puts his cup on a sofa. He will balance a cup on the sofa. I've seen you do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, on a cream sofa.
Is there any ring on the bottom of that cup? No.
You never know. There could be a ring.
There's never going to be a ring on the
and
bottom
of
that cup.
And then the ring gets transferred to my sofa.
I'll clean Come your on. Sofa for you, all right?
It's like Tony's one of these people who would take a and then leave your house, you know? People annoy me like that. I'm like, are you ready for the next one?
Not really, but...
I get up around 7, get out of bed around 9, and I don't worry about nothing, no, cause worrying's a waste of my time.
Oh! Ooh. This you've read this one before.
Yeah, put that vomit one down, mate.
We're not doing that new story now.
No. Right.
Get a bed around 7.
What are we saying, mate?
Out of around 9.
No.
We've had this before.
Oh, that's a mate. I know. I'll cope with it.
Oh, brownstone!
I get up around 7. Get out of bed around 9. And I don't worry about nothing, no. Because worrying's a waste of my time. The show usually starts around 7, we go on stage at 9. Get on the bus at 11, sipping a drink and feeling fine. We've been dancing with Mr. Brownstone. He's been knocking. He won't leave me alone.
Ah, oh, Guns N' Roses. Habits.
Damn.
Rob wanted to play the musical instruments over there. I was like, have some f***ing respect, Rob. Put the triangle what? Down. When his Twitter account got hacked, his entire tour got cancelled.
Did it really?
Yeah. I've got the tweet here. What did he write? All upcoming...
What? Excuse me? Oh.
All upcoming Guns N' Roses dates are officially cancelled. Please contact your place of purchase for any refunds.
That's the greatest hack
that
ever.
That is good, yeah. Oh, Justin Bieber, when he got at the twat... what's going on? No, the
I had
hacker,
enough of the coffee, you
I was about to
goon.
Say the hacker wrote 90 million, my ass, hashtag Bieber my balls.
Hashtag Bieber my balls.
Yeah, Bieber my balls.
Can we get that trending this week?
I'm gonna trending, mate. I'm gonna get a tattoo with that. Right. Are we ready for the final one?
Sometimes I run.
Whoa.
Sometimes.
Oh.
Bean. Am I beaning or not?
Alright, yeah. That's what she said.
Right. And you're trying to crack through it so quickly, you're just skipping the beans now.
Right. And the intro. Bean. Nah. Right.
Beanie, bean.
Final one. I'm definitely the winner.
Hang on a minute. Is this number five?
Yeah, number five, mate.
Please be a decent one.
Oh no, sake. Bad one. Not a good week for you, mate.
That's another vomit one.
Is it another vomit one? Look at that.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
Are we finished, are we?
Will right. You give me five crap sweets?
I'm a winner. I don't pick them. The wheel does.
The wheel.
That was, that was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. Sinners breaking down on a camel's back. They just have to go cause they don't know whack. So all you fill the streets, it's appealing to see. You won't get out the county cause you're bad and free. You got a new horizon, it's a mephoral style. A melancholy town where we never smile. And all I wanna hear is the message beat my dreams. They've got to kiss me cause I don't get sleep, no.
Windmill, windmill for the land, turn forever hand in hand. Take it all in on your stride, it is sinking, falling down. Love forever, love is free, let's turn forever, you and me. Windmill, windmill for the land, is everybody in?
Laughing gas, these hazmats, fast cats, line them up like ass cracks. Ladies, ponies at the track, it's my chocolate attack. Shit, I'm stepping in hard of this here. Care Bear repping this harder this year. Watch me as I gravitate. We go ghost town, this Motown with your sound. You're in the blink, gonna bite the dust. Can't fight with us with your sound. You kill the ink, so don't stop. Get it, until you jet ahead. You'll watch the way I navigate. Ha 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 ha.
Take it all in on your stride, it is sinking, falling down. Love forever, love is free, let's turn forever, you and me. Windmill, windmill for the land, is everybody in?
Don't stop, shit it, get it, we are your captains, did it, steady, watch me navigate. Don't stop, shit it, get it. We are your captains in it. Steady, watch me navigate. Ha 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 ha. Yay, song's back. Oh.
That is the most pathetic clap, and my hands are sticky from vomit.
No, yay, song's back.
Yay, song's back. Woohoo!
Yeah. Woo! I think we should just go back to Aiken Barry. Save the work, mate. Save the work. Right, no, it's all work. We'll do it for you.
Now you've said that, someone will probably say, yeah.
Yeah, well, last week we had no song.
No. And I had no voice.
It was the highest listened to episode in our history.
Yeah,
so
by quite
maybe
some distance.
Yeah, maybe it's trying to tell us something. That's not the one I wanted. No, that's not
that.
The one
We've
I wanted.
Done that.
It's now time to do the shout outs for the people from the nation who have been in communication.
What?
Go ahead.
Okay, so, crumbs. I didn't realise the communication was so far away. It's all the way over here. Thank you very much to our friend Jed, who's doing incredibly well with his podcast about Alan Partridge at the moment, but he was giving us a good old plug on Twitter. Yeah. Thank you very much to Jed as well. And Tony Fisher this week, loving the fact that I had lost my voice and that you had found your beard. He was a big fan of that.
You lost your voice. Yeah. Got lots of listens.
Yeah.
Irony.
We got followed by Poorly Summarised.
Poorly summarised.
Thanks very much.
It's like our podcast. It's like our news breakdown. That's poorly summarised too.
Sylvia as well, Hannah and Rosma, and Steve as well on Twitter. Thank you very much. And for the likes on shares.
How's your lady, Rob?
She's very well.
Yeah, is she listening? Is she communicating?
No, she doesn't like you anymore.
Oh, yeah, what? So Rob told me, right? Apparently, I've upset the girlfriend, the fiancé, sorry. Fiancé? Ooh,
yeah, exactly.
Fiancé. And, what did she say?
Something along the lines of...
You had to listen to it.
Yeah, if he's going to have a go at me, I'm not listening. And he mentions the boys
enough. Did I have a go at her?
I did.
You spent so long trying to get your fiancé to listen to you. And
to anything
that she does.
You insult her and she goes, right, she goes, this, I'm off.
Not having none of that. Right, look, we're talking about her again. Stop talking about your fiance, right? Is that everybody?
But that's there's a few people on the SoundCloud.
Oh, don't just make them up. Yeah, go on. No, the SoundCloud. Go on. Yep.
Thank you very much to Anton who listened in this week, and Sab, Jimmy, Kiwi, Tano, Sanya, Mohammed, because we've got a lot of listeners this week.
What countries this week?
We are big in the US as always.
In USA, USA.
Across Europe, in
Italy.
Germany, Spain. Belgium, Hungary, and then we got a bit further afield, New Zealand, Argentina,
Hawaii,
Bangladesh, Brazil, Kazakhstan, and Turkey this week.
And Turkey, there
and
you
eight,
go.
And eight others, which he doesn't tell me. Ooh. So I want to know what the other eight countries
are. Those?
It just says other countries.
Ooh. Anyway, right, right, are we leaving now, or have we got
other
things to do?
Actually,
I've got a couple more things, couple more news stories that I have spotted over the past
week. I think this one you're going to particularly like.
All right. Go on, then.
Not got any music?
I'm just finding it. Yay, found it. Right.
Okay.
Who's going to go first, me or you?
Well, I've got one for you and one for me. I found a new story for like each of us.
What, you've got one for me to read? Well, I bring my own news to the yard.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I found a story that I thought you'd appreciate, and I found one I really appreciate.
Right,
so.
Okay. Well, give me the one that you think you would appreciate.
That one.
Right, and right, okay. So...
The top one. Yeah. Hence why I folded it over.
All right, okay. All right. Cheese Chaser. Champion Cheese Chaser Chris Anderson left Daredevil Challengers trailing in his wake as he won the annual Cheese Rolling again. Now, Cheese Rolling is an annual thing that's done in my neck of the woods, in West Country.
Indeed.
And where I used to live, in a little village of Sherlington, it wasn't that far from the hill where they do the cheese roll. All right? It's really popular.
Have you ready to go?
No, you break your legs and stuff. The shit's mad. But, you know,
How many times
did
he want it
now?
How many times did he want it?
Well, he's now won the £8 double Gloucester an incredible 17 times. That's right. You chase it down the hill and you win it. £8 double Gloucester.
Which, by the way, I did the maths earlier. That's 136 pounds of cheese.
But the thing is, this chap, he does it just for fun. He doesn't even like cheese.
No.
He don't even want an £8 double Gloucester. The soldier raced down Cooper's Hill in Gloucester like a rocket to win the first two races of the world-famous event. Mr. Anderson, who served with one rifle, dedicated the race at Double Glazer in memory of his friend Izzy John, a champion cheese roller in South. Stand up. Salute the cheese roller.
Absolutely. So I saw that this morning and was instantly in love with that.
Yeah,
I love
that.
So this is what I found.
Always good to see news from the own county.
Absolutely. But I also actually thought this one was probably more appropriate. I didn't even sort of tweak this on Gloucester
Shearing. I'll have that one.
Is it your now as well?
Yeah,
that
I'll
one.
Have this one. Whitney hologram replaced.
Ooh.
Ariana Grande, who robbed that, got a massive problem with for some reason. And we spoke about this before. Like, her face just annoys him.
Yeah.
Like, he goes mad when he sees her on the telly. He's like, I cannot believe she's on this telly. I tell him what his beef is with Ariana Grande. But anyway, she has filled in for a hologram version of Whitney Houston, because they look exactly the same. Obviously. In a duet with Christina Aguilera on the season's finale of The Voice. Galante's performance comes days after the planned hologram appearance of Houston was scrapped due to technical reasons.
Like it didn't work.
Yeah. The late singer's family said last week that the hologram fell short of perfection and should not air. Instead, Grande, she came up with this brilliant idea. She went, "Hey, Aguilera, I'll join you on stage." She sung the title track from Ariana Grande's new album, Dangerous Women, which made Rab. Rob, very mad. He hates Ariana Grande. No, I prefer the one about glitter and cheese.
I love how you tore that up.
Right. Can I get on to my news stories now?
If you so wish. I've got another one if you like.
Go on.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it. Right.
Top one.
Which one? A pet python, a sex toy, and a headstone are among the 10 most bizarre items discovered in cars by a repair and servicing company. Nothing weird about a sex toy in the backseat.
No.
You know? A pet python? No. And a headstone, that's weird. A quick fit, can't get quicker than the quick fit fitter, revealed that its technicians have also found a prosthetic hand. £10,000 engagement ring.
I think we should clarify.
And even a bird's nest.
The prosthetic hand was not the sex toy. Just to clarify. Right, they're okay. Two different things.
The prosthetic hand holding the sex toy?
Yes.
Right, anyway. That's kind of all right, but it's a story that goes nowhere.
I know.
Just unusual finds, and really, not that unusual, to be honest.
Really?
No. Bird's nest, a bit weird, but, you know, we've all been there. Right. Tesco's have been forced to fit incontinence pads with heavy-duty theft alarms. That's right. People are pissing themselves more nowadays.
And having to steal them.
And they're stealing them, apparently. But, mate, these tenors, they're bloody expensive, mate.
Are they?
Yeah, these adult panties, for if you piss yourself, they're expensive. Child's nappies are expensive, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Can you imagine what adult nappies are?
It's bigger, isn't it?
You know? So people, now, stealing them. Tesco's going, "Oi, you piss-smelling bastards, get back here. Stop stealing our incontinence pads." We can't really do a bastard about piss, can we?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can. Oh, wah, oh, wah. You are piss-smelling bastards. Oh, wah, oh, wah. You piss-smelling bastards.
I really need a wee.
Oh, wah, oh, wah. You're a piss-smelling bastard. Oh, wah, oh, wah. You pissy bastards. Oh, this is stupid. Right, anyway. Yeah, so people have been nicking them. That's the story I saw this week. And finally... And yes, I do mean finally. Women are now paying to have...
I thought you were just going to go, women. And that's the end of the podcast.
Women are now paying to have new quiz, ... free guesses. Women are now paying to what?
What did they not used to pay for then? Oh, I don't bloody know. I have no idea.
Alright then, one guess. You're going to take all day.
Well, I have no idea what they didn't used to pay for that they now pay
Women
for.
Women are now paying to have expert vagina massages.
Right,
it's true. Apparently, vagina massages are a thing.
Yeah,
and they are more than just a sexual experience.
I have got questions. Questions. Right. What differentiates an expert vagina massage from an amateur one?
I don't know, but it's a profession.
Secondly,
I could
who
get
is
into.
Doing this for free?
They're not doing it for free.
No,
people
who were.
Pay.
Who was doing it for free?
Right.
That they've now decided
I'll do
actually.
It for free. I don't care anymore. Come on.
Actually, I can make some money from doing this. And who is paying for
it? Do you want to
it?
Know about the treatment? It costs upwards of £200 and it involves the use of herbs, steam and massaging tension out of the vagina. Because we all know, a little bit sometimes. All right.
Can't believe we're talking about this.
It all sounds very interesting.
There's one word for it.
But it all sounded like another one of those strange things just happening across the pond in the United States, right?
Yeah.
Does sound like that, right?
But you said
but it's happening right here in the UK. No, it's got nothing to do with Tesco. That's people pissing themselves.
Sorry.
This is people having a massage of the vagina. Two different stories.
Sorry,
but,
I got confused.
You know, if you get relaxed enough, you might piss yourself. Who knows? Anyway, that's enough, mate. We have to stop now. No. You know.
Where is it then? Where is this happening?
Right here in the UK.
Get out of here.
Yeah, if you want, I think I said it. If you want your vagina massaged, you can, should we shout out the company to try and get
Let's
a free vagina massage?
Yeah, why not?
What are they called? Tantric Therapy UK.
All right, I'm going to find them on Twitter.
Or massage her.
Massage her.
Massage her. Bare blindfold. Right, that is the end. It's got to be the end.
Wait,
now.
Hey, what are we all? Boys out in?
Yeah, after the boring conference session.
We
vagina
came,
massage.
We saw, we kicked its ass.
We came. We saw. We came. We saw.
We kicked its ass.
We get yours done first.
Fair enough. By the way, the person who does it is Alexi.
Alexi?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a name as well from Massage Her. What is she called? Kay Travis.
A journey into vibrant sexuality and a way to understand how
all
to...
Right, enough, mate. Come on.
I can't believe we even got onto that.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That is the end. Don't talk all over me.
Sorry.
Right. And that is the end of another episode. We came, we saw, we podcasted. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading.
Boom teams.
Thanks once again for all those people who listened last week.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mum, for the 495 listens alone.
And the other five of you, we love you as well.
The other five of you, thanks a lot. Right.
So what are you up to this week?
I'm all right for the next few days, actually.
Yeah.
It's half term, so the kids are right, you know. But I haven't seen them a lot recently. So tomorrow, if the weather's good, we'll go out, you know, we'll go somewhere, find something to do.
Nice.
But my boiler broke. I haven't even had time to talk about my boiler.
Oh.
But we haven't got any more time, mate. It's over.
Everybody, Billy peed his pants.
Of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Really?
Yes, you ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Wow.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.